Just a minute, baby.
In a third grade classroom at Mountain View Elementary in Waco, the students have taken over the class. Three of them are rapping.
I eat junk food. Yeah, I eat junk food and I am very mean to people. Templeton, he say Wilbur by looking at the word crunchy. Yeah, that's
how he... In many schools around the country, that might constitute a problem, but not at Mountain View. Students are not just encouraged to take over the class, it's their mandate. And their rap is based on the worldview of characters from the book Charlotte's Web. Mountain View was recently accredited by the International Baccalaureate Program after laying the groundwork to get accepted for the past few years. Principal Bill Shepard said the school is participating in the International Baccalaureate's Primary Years Program, or PYP, for elementary students. And by the office is a big board with the lessons and goals of PYP. Dr. Shepard looks at the six tenets of understanding for students that provide the framework for their lessons.
Who we are in place and time, and it talks about a people and them in their community and their cultures. One of them is where we are in place and time, and it's a look at kind of our history, how we express ourselves. It's one about looking into expressing our ideas and our feelings, gets some into the arts. And then how we organize ourselves, it's looking at kind of the interconnectedness part. How the world works gets into interactions, a lot of systems, and then sharing the planet starts talking about resources.
Lessons are formed that help students, even those in kindergarten, start to look at everything they learn through those prisms. But the International Baccalaureate's Primary Years Program really gets radical when those lessons are put into practice. PYP in many ways takes the lesson planning out of the hands of the teachers and puts it into the hands of a bunch of 5 to 11-year-olds. Students have a term for what it is that they want to learn, and the teachers follow suit.
We call them wonderings. What do you know about the topic? And then we collect what they already know, and then what would you like to know?
This changes things for the teachers. To put it in a sports analogy, instead of being a quarterback in a football running a set play called by their coach, they're more like a basketball player, improvising on the run and changing things on the fly depending on the situation. Back at the big board with that PYP model at the center of the outdoor courtyard, Dr. Shepard points out that this isn't like the old days. His teachers can't keep running the same plays. IB essentially turns the students into their own coaches. To stay accredited by IB, the lessons have to constantly change.
So each grade level designs 6 lessons when you look across the board. And in those 6 thematic units that last 4 to 6 weeks, none of them can repeat themselves. So, you know, in a lot of education, you see, well, we did that last year. Or you see the same kind of thing, maybe a little bit different as they go from grade to grade. So IB assures the students that what they're doing in that 4 to 6 week thematic unit is not a repeat of what they've already had or what they'll have in the future.
Do teachers, I mean, is it a big process of really changing a lot of the way they've done things in previous years, excuse me?
I think the big changes are turning the learning process over to kids. Mm-hmm. You know, teachers like to have their lesson planned, be fairly direct about how long it's going to take, what we're going to cover, how am I going to present it, and then be kind of a stand-up teacher, and here's what it is I want you to learn. And then what IB does is pretty much reverse that role.
Students are taking charge, teachers are taking a little more of a backseat role, and textbooks are sitting on the shelves. It's fun for the students, but how does it work, and how engaged are the students? In part 2 of this story tomorrow, we'll answer these questions as we continue to look at the International Baccalaureate Program at Mountain View Elementary School. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.